Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
Welcome to Consider This. This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. After weeks of political turmoil, Muhyiddin Yassin resigned today after 17 months as Malaysia's 8th Prime Minister. The 29 members of his break at the National Cabinet also tendered their resignations. But until a new Prime Minister is appointed, Muhyiddin will serve as caretaker Prime Minister. Now, how is that role defined by the Constitution? And how does it serve as a guide to the other questions that need to be answered during this period, during the coming weeks? Lawyer Niu Sin Yu joins us now. Sin Yu, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. Now, if I understand correctly, the federal constitution doesn't expressly define the authority of a caretaker prime minister. Maybe you can begin by explaining what convention says about that role.
Well, the constitution doesn't even define or provide for a caretaker prime minister. So this term, a caretaker prime minister, it is more of a political term rather than a legal term. I'll try to, cut short on the jargons tonight. But under Article 43, it only provides for a prime minister. So you're either a prime minister or you're not a prime minister. There's no in-betweens. So when we say that Muhyiddin is still is a caretaker prime minister, it simply means that he is still prime minister. But there is an understanding that he is only holding that role and he will resign once a new prime minister is found. And to answer your question, what are the conventions behind a caretaker prime minister? Well, if you are a caretaker prime minister, you can exercise all the powers and functions of a prime minister. There is no meaningful difference between a prime minister and a caretaker prime minister, save that the latter is bound by convention to not make any major decisions, such as any decisions that could have a significant policy impact or enter into major government contracts.
Sinyu, we heard from Muhyiddin Yassin, after his announcement that he had resigned, and in which he pretty much said that he's not even going to go to the office because it's not his office. So he is clearly aware of the limitations that are placed on him. Are there any checks on the caretaker prime minister, legal checks or constitutional checks for people who maybe in the atmosphere of a trust deficit might fear that he might misuse his position?
Well, this is where the constitution doesn't provide for any checks. So any checks that there are there, it would be checks that would normally be on a prime minister. And as we know it, as we have seen it for the past 2 years or so, there isn't very much. Parliament is supposed to act as a check, but Parliament is not sitting. And I can't imagine a situation where the caretaker prime minister remains in position until Parliament convenes again in September. That's almost a month away. So that would take a very long time because this position, it's meant to be a temporary position until a new candidate is found. So
right.
That
Sinyu, on that note, yeah. I mean, temporary is subjective, right? As soon as possible seems to be subjective to some people. Can I understand, can you explain how to define that this interim period? How long is a caretaker period? How long is too long?
One day is too long, I would think, because the political parties, they have to find common ground and they really have to decide among themselves, or at least by a majority, who should be the next prime minister. The fact that we have a situation where there is no clear majority puts the Yang Di-Putuan Agong in a very awkward position because the Yang Di-Putuan Agong is not supposed to be involved in politics. It's not supposed to play the role of an umpire. It is up to the political parties to decide among themselves who should lead and present that name to the Yang Di-Putuan Agong. So what had happened, if we could recall back in February 2020, that was actually not good practice, because the Yang Di-Pertuan had to interview all the MPs before he could appoint a new prime minister. That shouldn't be the case. So how long is too long? That really isn't a question that I can answer. I would think one day is too long. I would think there should be an immediate successor. But it's really up to the parliamentarians at this point.
Right. Sinyu, considering that with very fractious politics, and this government has fallen precisely because of a lack of understanding or a coalition that could not hold together, what happens with the 6th of September parliament meeting if it were to be brought forward in order to legitimize or ratify, a new prime minister, so that he does, in fact, have the support of the House? How is it done? Who brings forward such a parliamentary meeting?
So, Muhyiddin is still the Prime Minister. If he wants to bring forward the parliamentary meeting, he can. So he would exercise all the powers the Prime Minister would normally have. But what I would think should happen is that before the 6th of September parliamentary sitting, the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong would appoint a new prime minister, whoever that may be, and then test his confidence during the King's Speech. If the King's Speech is not passed, then by convention, that person ceases to command confidence on majority and should resign. Now, who this person is going to be the all-important question, because under Article 43, Sub 2, it says that the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong, in his judgment, appoints someone who is likely to command confidence of the majority. So that leaves room for someone who does not command confidence of the majority, i.e. 111 members of parliament, to be appointed as a prime minister. And that it's up to that person to then either negotiate a supply and confidence agreement with the other parties and ensure that the King's Speech is passed. If that person doesn't, then like what I've mentioned earlier, that person would have to resign, and then the process begins all over again.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Sinyu, for helping us understand a little bit better the legal, the constitutionality behind what to expect in the coming days and weeks. Thank you for your time. We're going to take a quick break, but after this, we'll speak to analysts for their take on the political developments. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.